have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
That was that thunder right there. You gotta love it. You gotta love it. That's what I'm talking about. Music like that, it just does something to me. It just gets me energized. Welcome to another Sunday with Nuts with your boy Dre. And I tell you, it has been quite the week. But here we are, back again. Back again. You know what? I know I say it quite often. Matter of fact, I say it a lot. Probably I say it all the time. But you know what? this time I really do mean it. Not like I didn't mean it the last time or the time before the last time or even that time that I said, this is probably going to be the last time. I really missed you guys, and I'm so glad you took out just a small amount of your time to share it with me for another Sunday with us, with your boy Dre. And you know I got to give you the disclaimer, and it simply states, hey, I'm not doing this for me. I'm doing this for you because I love you and I care about you. I ain't got the problems. Y'all got the problems. I'm just a problem solver. I'm a giver, and I love giving and helping people out, so it's just what I do. And I would be remiss if I didn't take the opportunity to say thank you to the lovely woman of God, Miss Kimberly Robinson and Elation Magazine, for giving me such a great platform in which I can use to help you all. So thank you so much, Miss Kimberly Robinson, and thank you, Elation Magazine. I'm telling you, Elation Magazine, catch it while you can, because it's only getting bigger and better, and the glory is all for God. Here we go. Let's jump right into it, because let's just help some folk, okay? Now, look here. here we are in 2021, and, of course, we are in the thick of summer. Naturally, being in the thick of summer, we know that the temperatures are hot, hot, hot. And I know that people are definitely out enjoying this beautiful weather. Make sure you do it safely. Maintain your social distancing. And please, utilize your mask if you haven't been fully vaccinated, all right? But let me tell you this. Being that it is the middle of summer, and we are definitely in this thing hot, you know what? A lot of us out there, we're walking, we're running, we're jogging, we're exercising, we're going to the gym. Gym membership has skyrocketed since they lifted this ban due to the pandemic. And I tell you what, everybody wants to get better and be a better version of themselves by losing weight. I got no problem. I got no problem in people losing weight because I need to lose a few pounds of myself, and I want to look better and feel better. But I tell you what, here's some helpful hints for those that can't afford a gym membership or just don't have time to get to the gym on a regular basis. I'm going to help you guys lose weight in 2021, okay? Number one, how to lose weight in 2021? Run away from the table faster than you run to the table. See, that's the problem. See, you're working for sweat just getting to the table to eat. Well, I tell you what, why don't you work up a sweat running from the table sometimes? Number two, how are we going to lose weight in 2021? Look here. I tell you one way I lost weight several years ago, as you all know, being divorced, I lost quite a bit of weight. I'm not advocating for divorce, but if it ain't working out and God ain't told you to stay, go ahead and drop that weight. Number three, how are we going to lose weight in 2021? I'll tell you what, we're just going to stand on the scale with one foot. See, if you don't use both of your feet, it can't record all your weight. I'm telling you, it's a confidence booster. I've tried it. It works. Number four, how are we going to lose weight in 2021? We're going to quit working out at the gym. And then we're going to go pig out at Hometown Buffet. You know how we're going to lose weight? You know how we're going to lose weight by doing that? Because the Hometown Buffet ain't open no more. They all closed. Number five, how we going to lose weight in 2021? You know what? Comb your hair and quit wearing wigs. You know wigs add weight to your body because they're on top of your head. That's weight. And since it's not alive, it's dead weight. So you got dead weight on your head. Comb your hair. Do something with your real hair. Quit powdering on a wig, okay? Here we go. And you're welcome. How are we going to lose weight in 2021? Look here. We're going to quit going to all-you-can-eat restaurants and trying to put them out of business. Black people, what I understand is, why you feel you go to all-you-eat restaurant, and because you spend $12, $13, $14, $15, you figure the only way for you to feel good about it is to eat about $60, $70 worth of food. Come on now. Quit that. How are we going to lose weight in 2021? You know what? I want you to remember this. Remember, a 21-day fast does not mean 21 days of fast food. That's just ridiculous. That's stupid. You're going to kill yourself. Clog up your arteries. Mess around and have a heart attack or a stroke. Quit doing that. A 21-day fast does not mean eating at a fast food restaurant for 21 straight days. This one right here. Hey, how are we going to lose weight in 2021? We're going to pay somebody to bust all your pimples that you got on your body. Baby step. Because, you know, pimples got weight in. They got the little, worm in it or whatever, the little white squeezy stuff is. You're going to pay somebody to bust that stuff out and get rid of all that old nasty zit stuff. See? And you're going to lose weight there. So basically, they draining your skin. How are we going to lose weight in 2021? Lord Jesus. We're going to eat healthy meals and not hearty meals. Basically, what we're not going to do is we're not going to pile up our plate with all that pork and all that beef and all that fried chicken. We're not going to do all that. We're going to eat healthy vegetables, okay? And then you pile the vegetables on top of all that pork, ground beef, and fried chicken. Well, make sure you got vegetables covered. Finally, how are we going to lose weight in 2021? I'm telling y'all, it's a cheap way to do it. Now you ain't got to do this. You ain't got to pay for no gym membership. We're going to buy bigger clothes because it's all about the appearance. I tell you what, if you wear a size 42 pants and you mess around and get you a size 46 pants, come on now. As soon as you put them on, you feel good about yourself. You look and see how much room you actually got. Again. Perception. Now, one thing we're not going to do also, we're not going to allow you to dress just any kind of way and be in front of us in our presence in 2021. So we're going to have a new dress code, because what we're not going to do is have people looking stupid and foolish and ridiculous. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to point it out to you. In 2021, there will be no straight men wearing capri pants. I'm not going to have that. No. 2021, no men, straight men that is, in skinny jeans. Let me tell you something. Straight men in skinny jeans, it's disturbing to me, okay? It's disturbing to me. Look like you got on leggings. Don't do it. Number three, how we not going to dress in 2021? There will be no work boots if you're unemployed. You ain't got no business wearing work boots. If you ain't working, that don't make no sense. It's an oxymoron, meaning it's stupid, and you look like a moron. Why you got no work boots? You sitting at home all day. Ain't got no job to go to. You ain't going to work? Take the boots off. 2021, what we not going to do also, there will be no yoga pants if your body looks like a bag full of crushed candy. Come on now. I know they might be comfortable. I know it might be easy to just grab and slip on, but what are you going to do? You're going to come out the house looking like that, okay? Looking like a sandwich bag full of coleslaw. Not on my watch. I'm going to tell you. Hey, what we're not going to dress like in 2021? Look here. Women, don't double stack your wigs. If you got a nappy wig, don't try to put on a good wig, an unnappy wig on top of it. We're not going to dress like that. We're not doing that in 2021. Stop it. It's the summertime, okay? Hey, what we're not going to do in 2021, look here. There will be no dirty white T-shirts with new Jordans on. You're not going to, no, I'm not. You're not going to do that. I'm not going to watch that stupidity. You got on the brand new Jordan, sparkling, an old dirty white stained T-shirt. Make that make sense. Idiot. What we're not going to do in 2021, this dress code, there will be no pajama pants and hair scarves in public. I believe Monique said something about bunnies. I ain't got no problem with bunnies. As long as the bunnies are on there the right way. You don't be tilting them to the side. You ain't French. Oui, monsieur. Come on now. Come on. What we're not going to do in 2021, we're not getting ready to dress like this. There will be no open-toe shoes, lady, with corns on your feet. No. Toes all jacked up in open toe shoes. Look like spider legs. Don't do it. And finally, 2021 dress code, what we're not going to do, no ring on every one of your fat fingers unless you play sports. And each ring represents a championship. That is one of the most disturbing and disgusting things that I've seen that I can see. As a handful of rings, fat fingers surrounded by gold. I mean, fingers look like they're being choked by the rings. Come on now, quit doing that. Quit doing that. I told you. Now, 2021, also, I mean, this is summertime. And, of course, you know, the church, we got new rules, and we're going to follow these rules. Church rules, I'm saying, for every church, you ought to have church rules. And I know you got church rules because I know you got bylaws. You know what? My church is the Jesus Take the Wheel, I Got the Gas Baptist Church, and we got church rules. And we're going to follow these rules to the letter in 2021. Hey, starting right now, this Sunday. Look, church rule number one for 2021, if someone farts in church and don't say excuse me, I bet not hear nobody say God bless you, because that ain't nothing but the devil. Now, let me tell you something. If you know your feet stink, wash your feet before you come to the foot washing. You ain't finna take your shoes and socks off and put your nasty, stanky, funkified feet in the water for somebody to wash your feet, and they stank and they smell bad and they all dirty and crusty. Got the water looking like catfish water. No, we ain't finna do that. And I'm telling you right here, 2021 in the church, if you see somebody in a wheelchair waiting to get into the bathroom, don't break in front of them. And then use a handicap stall. That don't make no sense. That stall is for them. We ain't finna do that. No. Not in this church. This one right here. Hey, church rules 2021. Hey, we ain't finna have it. My wife ain't to be hugged from behind by no man. I don't care how long you know her. I better not say it again, because let me tell you something. I keeps a pistol loaded and locked. This one right here, what the church is not going to put up with 2021, ministers, unless a woman gives you permission, don't pray for nobody by putting your hand on their chest. Come on. Come on now. Cosby's out. OJ been out. Don't go back in and take their place. Don't go in and take one of their place. Right now, 2021, I'm telling you, the church got rules. And Communion Sunday will not be an all-you-can-eat affair. No, y'all ain't finna go back for seconds on the body or the blood. Come on now. Church rules for 2021, hey, what we not finna do, we will prosecute, and I mean this, we will prosecute anybody caught stealing from the food bank. Come on now, that canned corn and vegetables, that's for people that need it. If you need it, all you got to do is apply for it. Come to somebody, tell them you need food, and we'll get you a couple of cans of food out. Don't you just reach in there randomly and take a couple of cans and just walk out and don't say nothing to nobody, like we ain't seen it. We might not have video cameras, but we got noses, folks. Hey, church rules for 2021, what we not going to have, we're not praying for anybody if your check was returned. No, because that's something you did on purpose. You knew you didn't have no money. No. We're not going to pay for you if your check was returned. You better get on out of here with that. Because I'm a human. I'm going to keep it real. I refuse to ask God to bless somebody I'm mad at. I'm sorry. That's just me. I'm a work in progress. What we're not going to do in the church for 2021, let me tell you something. We understand some people got physical and mental disabilities, okay? And we don't mind you if you got the right documentation, and that's what you're required to have. You can have a service animal. But let me tell you something here. don't just bring anything in here. Because a couple of weeks ago, I saw something, and I'm going to say something about it now. A chimpanzee is not a qualified service animal. Y'all better get on out of here with that monkey business. And finally, 2021, the church got rules. Look here. Praise team members whose breath stink will no longer have their own microphone. Ain't going to be burning up the palm on these microphones. No, sir. We ain't going to do that. Not in this church no more. I'm here to help y'all. And I'm just telling you because I love you. I don't want to see nothing happen to you. Like getting hurt up in the church. Don't get a sucker punch when you come up for prayer and you done something and broke one of these rules. Because the pastor will lay hands on you in a very unholy way. Now, I tell you what. Let's get right into it because I tell you what. We also do segments here. And, of course, all I do is help people. That's what I do. I'm a helper. And you know what? This segment, of course, is a segment I actually introduced about 5 months ago, and it's called Kids Will Make You Hurt Them. Because you know what? Kids will make you hurt them. They really will. Sometimes I think it's on purpose or it's intentional, but sometimes it's actually by accident or unintentional. But yet and still, let's be honest, they still probably get hurt. Here we go. Now, if you got a child that does some of these things or have done some of these things, then please, by all means, don't kill them. Just hurt them a little bit. Don't abuse them. Just hurt them a little bit. And teach them not to do it no more, okay? I grew up in a very disciplined household. I won't say how disciplined it was, but sometimes I walk by a tree and see a switch and I get a flashback. So, kids will make you hurt them. Number one, kids will make you hurt them if they do this. You know, if you tell a bill collector, I'm at home and you try to hand me the phone. You know what? You mess around, get your wrist broke. What's the? If I was a doctor, trust me, I'd have talked to him. I'd have answered the phone. Don't try to hand me the phone and tell a beer collector I'm here. Okay, it's obvious we ain't got nothing to talk about because I ain't got the money. Number two, kids will make you hurt. See, don't run up the back of my ankle with one of them shopping carts. No, because you don't know where you're going. If you break me down, I'm going to break you down. Don't do that. Kids are making hurt. Number three, let me tell you, don't hand me a bad report card and then a Christmas list. Won't we do that? Come on. Y'all know y'all had, y'all might have been a child. I mean, I did, sure did. I remember one Christmas, right? But before Christmas. Before we went home for our Christmas break, I handed my mama a Christmas list, and she was looking on the list. And watched, she was looking on the list. I gave her a bad report card. I remember waking up that next day with a knot on my head, and I didn't remember what happened. But I know my mama loved me because I wasn't dead. Anyway, kids will make you hurt them. Let me tell you something. Don't invite your friend over for dinner. Okay? Just don't do it. I ain't saying that I don't like your friends or I don't want you to have friends. It's just that I don't want you inviting your friends over to dinner to our house because, honestly, I'm trying to get somebody to invite us over to their house for dinner. Times is tough and food is scarce. Kids will make you hurt them. Let me tell you something. When I pick you up, hey, you kick me between the legs with them little hard white baby shoes and laugh. You know what? I'm going to drop you. I'm going to drop anybody baby who kicked me between the legs with them hard white shoes. Matter of fact, I might kick them back between the legs. I ain't going to kick them as hard as they kick me, but I'm going to kick them with what I have determined is the right amount of force because my mama always told me, don't let nobody get no free licks. I don't care who you is. An eye for an eye. And a groin kick for a groin kick. Kids will make you hurt them. Let me tell you something. If I'm taking a pep off a baby and to change it, and you pee in my face, you're going to mess around and get pee back in your face. I'm going to leave that alone. But I said it, and I wouldn't have said it if I didn't mean it. Kids will make you hurt them. look here, if we at church and they keep and they pass a collection plate to you, and then you keep trying to pass it over to me, and I'm ignoring it. Don't you don't hit me with hey dad, take hey, dad. It's just, no. You mess around, get the usher cuffs out, and you knocked out. Kids will make you hurt them. Let me tell you something. Women, y'all know your child. You know you'll hurt your child over this one. If you mess around and find that they didn't got gum in your good wig, tell me you won't hurt your child. Tell me, lie to me and tell me you won't hurt your child for getting gum in your good wig. You can't do it. You won't do it because you know you're going to hurt. That's all I do is help people. The reason why I help people is because I'm a helper and I'm a giver, and I love giving help. Now, naturally, we are in some times. We're coming out of this, you know, pandemic, and we're still in the pandemic. So, you know, don't get it twisted, okay? Don't get it twisted. But we have to be mindful that through all this, that the devil is still busy. I mean, it seems like they're getting back to, you know, to little pieces of normalcy in our life, but the devil is still busy. He's still out there to kill, steal, and destroy. And so I'm telling you, be watchful and mindful, and don't let the devil win. See? Because the devil's always busy. And that's what this next segment is about, the devil being busy. Now, let me tell you, I'm going to give you some examples of how the devil is always still busy. Number one, the devil's still busy. You know he's still busy when this happened. You change the price sticker on what you can't afford in the store and then take it up there. That's stealing, y'all. That's stealing. You know how I know? You know how I know? I ain't going to tell you how I know, but I repented for it and asked God to forgive me for it, and I believe he has. But don't do that, because the devil is busy. You know the devil busy when this happens. The check come, and y'all both ignore it. Come on now. You see the rest when the check comes, both y'all looking away. Y'all standing in each other's eyes, saying, who going to crack first and reach for that check? Then it was the devil. The devil's busy, y'all. Don't let the devil win. Somebody just go ahead and be the better Christian and go ahead and get the check. If God didn't bless you with it, don't let the devil make you withhold it. Number three, let me tell you something. The devil is busy. You know he's busy when this happens. Somebody asks you, do you want to hold the baby? And you say, no, girl. I'm scared I might throw that time. Wait a minute. She's no way. The devil is still busy. Come on now. Don't hurt that woman feeling like that. If the baby ugly, keep it to yourself. You can hold it. Just don't hold it in your face. look here, you know the devil's busy. You know the devil's busy when this happens. Bill Cosby and R. Kelly are roommates. Now, come on now. You know they talking about getting a place together as soon as R. Kelly get out. I can't believe R. Kelly would have Bill Cosby in the pen pile. That's crazy, ain't it? But the devil's still busy. Look here, you know the devil's busy when this happens. Look here, you go to H&R Block and sign for your refund check, spend it in one day, and the next day report it stolen. You know what? The devil's busy. And this one right here, you know the devil's still busy when this happened. Lord Jesus. If you still handed out Christmas candy to the kids at church, you know what? If that ain't evil, I don't know what is. You know the devil's still busy if this is happening. You at work on the internet applying for another job. You know what? Just don't do that to people. Plus, you stupid. They know what you're doing. You mess around and get fired before your current job, before you get a new one. Then how you going to have money to pay your bills? Come on now. The devil will have you stupid. Don't be stupid. Because the devil's out here and he's still busy. This one right here. You know the devil's still busy. This happened. Lord Jesus. You praying for one of the mothers in the church to pull her wig out. Why do you want to see that? Why do you want to? And it's just me. Why is it that most older women that have wigs, when they pull their wig off, they got them thick plaits in their head? Usually they got like two big old plaits, look like railroad tracks. Come on now. The devil is so busy. This one right here, you know, the devil is still busy when this happens. Lord Jesus. You count your money in front of a homeless man and then just walk off. Come on now. Don't do that. The devil is so still busy. And finally, this one right here, Lord Jesus. You ask a blind person. Oh, my God. Woo. I'm going to say this one, then I'm just going to, this definitely got to be the last one. You know the devil's still busy when you do this. You ask a blind person out, but tell them they got to drive. Come on now. You know good and well, that ain't going to happen. Quit playing with folks like that. Quit playing with their emotions and their feelings. They ain't nothing but the devil. The devil's busy, and y'all need to quit letting the devil win in your life. That's all I'm saying. Again, I'm not doing this for me. I'm doing this for y'all because y'all need help. Y'all some sick individuals. I don't know what's wrong with you. I can't fix it all, but what I can fix, I will try. Just call me a handyman. Yeah. So whatever going on in your mind is wrong. I got a hammer, and I'll bust you across your skull with it and see if that won't kind of nail out your differences. Now, I would be remiss if I didn't take this opportunity, because it's been a little while since we've been together. If I didn't take this opportunity to shout out some of my sponsors for Sunday with Nuts with Dre, I'd like to take this opportunity to recognize one of our chief sponsors. Is this really one of my sponsors? Okay, well. One of our chief sponsors are the makers of wig warmers. Ladies, when you're sick and got a head cold, you need your wig warmed. You need a wig warmer. Get you a wig warmer. What the heck? Is this really who giving out money? Okay, wig warmers. Women, I go get you a wig warmer. I don't know how they work. I don't know how they warm. I don't know how dangerous it is. Go get you a wig warmer for your wig. Yeah. And if you're drinking something cold and you get a brain freeze, I'm pretty sure a wig warmer will come in handy. Wig warmer. Another one of our sponsors, Belchless Beer. Drink all the beer you want. More beer, less belching. What the heck? Who are these people? Men or women or underage drinkers, illegal. Drink you some belchless beer. I don't know why, but go out and I don't know where you can find it, but if you find it, get it and drink it and don't worry about belching. And finally, our last sponsor, one of our most ardent supporters, the makers of, what it says, Bowel Movement. The makers of Bowel Movement. Apparently it's a stick that you can use, put in yourself and break up your bowels for them to move out your body. So get you a Bowel Movement stick. And you probably would want to make sure you get somebody you actually trust to apply the Bowel Movement stick. Is that right? So, go get your Bowel Movement stick and let somebody move your bowels around for you and get them out anyway. Well, folks, that has been Sunday with Nuts with Dre. I thank you for joining me for another Sunday with Nuts with Dre. And like I always like to do, I'm going to pray us out. So I ask you to please, all heads are bowed, all eyes are closed, unless, of course, you're blind, and it really don't matter, does it? I mean, seriously? Really? For real? Wow. Oh, Lord. We thank you for another Sunday with Nuts with Dre. We thank you for another opportunity to come together in fun, facing fellowship. Thank you for making a way out of no way. Thank you for opening doors that no man can shut. Thank you for being a lawyer in the courtroom. Guilty, not guilty, mistrial. Thank you for being a doctor in the sick room. Exactly which room is a sick room? It's whatever room you're in and you're sick. Most of all, we thank you for being God and God alone, for loving us more than we could ever love you or even ourselves. Now continue to bless us and strengthen us and carry us on through. And we will be mindful to give you the honor, the praise, and the glory. In your son Jesus' name, amen. Now, I'll see you all next Sunday. We'll be more Nuts with more Dre, because I'm eating a little bite of something and put on just a little bit of weight. Now, remember, I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. If you try to stop my love, I'll hurt you. My love is painful, but it's pleasure. So I'll see you next week, and I'm already missing you. You guys have a good night. Be blessed and not stressed. Enjoy your week. Take care.
My daddy is king, your daddy is king. Fruits don't fall, fall from a tree. The devil can shatter my dreams. I know what tragedy brings. I know what matters to me, my family first. That's why I'm planting my seeds. Raise them, be better than me. I'm breaking their curse. Now that I'm free, no longer in bondage. I'm paying homage to the ones who before me went up in glory. My spirit is shining. I'm changing my climate. I'm praying to God. I worship the finest. I walk in the streets of gold. I cover the diamonds, being so modest. I gotta be honest. I gotta stay positive. Got my son with me. Gotta stay humble. I'm ready to rumble with life till God come get me. Free of the mind is freedom is mine. Look, having fun with it. Dropping them jewels so to mentally climb. Look, better run with it. I'm amazing. For the birds, thumbs out, guns out, coming through with my best verse. Feeling so amazing, I'ma say it till my chest hurts. Driving with my windows down, then I make the last turn. Some people say you can do what you wanna do. My daddy says you can be what you wanna be. I'm DB, everyone wishing they'd be like me. I'm blessed, I'm free, that's a recipe. Life says to me, still bother to be a pleasure to me. They let it be, but I see what's the best for me. Remedy still healing from the ancient street. Got my treasure and I found the key, boy. Tell her later, I made her feel underrated though. Hit my shot like a fed and I never waited, no. I'm ahead of the flitter, but that's the way to go. I'm a buzz out the pay to don't wanna miss a low. Feeling so amazing and I'm feeling so incredible. My daddy did his time and now he's flipping on the federals. Now I'm gonna miss you something very hypothetical. Feeling leadership within me, feeling so perpetual. Cherish all your memories, it's inevitable. I wanna be an inspiration, very unforgettable. My family taught me how to be wise and respectable. Open up the gates and now my options are accessible.
I'm amazing.